Milvhego Shabbos and Simon Shin Lamad Gimel, page 348, Daf Kuf Ayin Dal Dama Beis, is talking about Shin Lamad Gimel is Shalil Lefanis Oitzib Shabbos, not to clear out the storehouse on Shabbos, but Gimel Sifman, there's three paragraphs. Sif Alpha, this is the Machaber. Oitzib Shal Tzpua, a storehouse of grain or Shalkad the Yang or jugs of wine, barrels of wine. Av Bishamutlo Sabig Men, even though you're allowed to take and utilize from it, Asla Haskal by Lefanisi, but you cannot start clearing it out. It's only for the mitzvah purpose. Unless you're clearing it out for inviting in guests, or to establish a place for learning over there. How do you clear it out? It was a large storehouse. You clear out five boxes, which Rama says, and every box is three saw is from the Gois Mordechai and the Ram Perek Mephanim. Says the Mechabit, now if there was only five boxes, Mephanim and Abba Kupis, you could clear it for the boxes. But all of it you should not clear out. Because you might come to even out the pits. Any Yisrael Rabbanon that they permitted because of a mitzvah need. That's also permitted for the need of guests. But the mikvah orchem, it's not called guests. Unless they're staying over in this house. Or he might have guests that are staying over by other people. That's a tremendous dash in 79 base. But if you're inviting your friend, your neighbor, to come and have a meal by you, that's not considered quote unquote guests. It's not a Sudis mitzvah, it's a Sudis shos. So basically, that's just as an optional meal. Says the Mishpah Sivkot Alf. So he said a storehouse of grain or jugs of wine, even though Shemutla's topic menu, you're allowed to utilize from it Lamachol or Lamachamta for his own food or his animal's food, Shein Mukta, because it's not set aside. The Kamlik Abshim hold the Abshim less than Mukta, it doesn't hold up quote unquote Mukta. El Gregus with Mukim Shemnichel, the option only by the dried figs and the dried raisins that you set aside to dry up. Mishum did the Chinabidam, because they do actively rejected the Chasnach and the Siapshan, they're not fit until they dry up, which is not yet. Kamach because of a Simishan Yotzev Beis, Kamakam, however, in the Ritzel topic menu, but if he doesn't want to utilize from it, El Haskabal. If nice, but he just wants to start clearing it out, us last can devour shows, you know, I'll do that for something optional. But Tom, the reason because of a tircha, of the exertion that requires it because it's considered like a mundane weekday activity. Sif cut and bays. So he said, but even though you started utilizing it, but us lahaskabahuli, now let us start to clearing it out. I knew that is a Philippachas Marbachamish Kubis, even less than four or five boxes. Mashmet sounds like them Hiskomer Shabbos. If you start from before Shabbos, then Sharlof Hanaisim Shabbos, you'll let it clear it out on Shabbos. Pachas Marbachamish Kubis, as long as it's less than four or five boxes, Aflat Varashos, even for something optional. Which the Sharatin Aishei brings to look in the Taz that he proves that it's not helpful even if you start from before Shabbos, because since it's for something optional. Now, if you look, you'll see that all his proofs are not only but that four or five boxes are forbidden to clear out for something optional, even though you start from before Shabbos. But less than that, there's no proof at all that it's forbidden. And the wording of the Braisa, that you don't start where the storehouse initially, sounds like that specifically when you start on Shabbos. And therefore, one does not have to be stringent regarding this, and specifically that many achreinim to Shabbos, shulchan atzashit, mechayodim, they quote the words of Magen Avraham lahalacham. It says, however, it appears to me that by five boxes, one should not be lenient, because the proofs of the Taz are indicative. So look at the Be'agra that he also explains the Braisa regarding grain that's piled up, regarding Muktzah, Nalik Be'Seisim, and therefore we don't have a leniency regarding five boxes for something optional, even when you start from before Shabbat. So therefore I was Seisim in the Mishnah Berurah to be stringent regarding this, which the Dershah number two brings, because the primary proof of the Taz, that you're not clear out the storehouse for something optional, even if you started to do it from before Shabbos, is that since they were stringent by something optional more than Dvar Mitzvah, because of a Tirchi Yisera, it's not affected by this, that you started from before Shabbos, and says this, the Braisa mentioned Shabbos of Kav Chavzayin, Emeschim Baitza Tchila, and the Rishonim explained this, Tumah, when you clear it out for something optional, the Taz is pressed to explain that the primary Chiddush is that even a Haskala Ba'am is forbidden, even though you're not clearing out four or five boxes, but the same thing is that you're not clear it out, even if you started from before Shabbos. So therefore the Sharatim writes that from the Pasha Lashna Braisa, it's talking about clearing out for Dvar Shos, it's something that only to start the clearing out on Shabbos, that's going to be forbidden. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel. So he said, you know, let's start to be lafanoisi, to clear it out on Shabbos. You're allowed to make a path with your feet on either side, derech lichas v'tziyasa, as you're coming in and going out. That's not included in clearing it out. Sivkot and Dalad. Only that you're allowed to do it l'dvar mitzvah, a mitzvah purpose. Even the way sheyesh by terech yesa, that's a huge effort. Could get like beam, pick them up, l'shalshim, to loan them down, mechalayin, shabakaisel, through the windows in the wall, or l'aridim, esulamash, to take them on ladders, or l'tal them, gagagagag, with the care from roof to roof. Still, you're allowed to do it if it's for a dvar mitzvah. Now, we said, how do you clear it out? So, if it's a large storehouse, you could clear out chamish kupas, five boxes. Below you, it's not more than mashem ticha because of an too much exertion. But can have a sivkat now, like we said in sivkat now. which Mechabes said, but let's say there was only five boxes, then you're allowed to clear it four, but you can't clear it all of them. Because you might come to smooth out the holes in the ground. Now that you cleared out the room, you see there's holes in the ground of the straw. So you might come to smooth it out just distractedly. And never, even if there's only three or four boxes, also said the Rabbi, not clear out the entire room. Now any isdrabana that they permitted for a tzarech mitzvah, which Ayin submission Zayin Sefei, what that they permitted. So Kan Chaz, that's also permitted a tzarech arichim for the needs of guests. Shabbal Bayis, Samazam, Ayin Mitzvah, because the host that's inviting them is doing a mitzvah. K'mashem Mechazalik, like our sages say, the Gedolech Nas Arichim is greater than inviting guests. Yisum Ekbalz B'nei Shechina, more than the receiving of the face of the divine presence. So Kan Test, we said, oh, that's only real guests. But when you're just inviting your friend to eat a meal, that's not considered a guest. That's not a Suda's mitzvah, that's Suda's Rishos. However, if you invite your friend that should come as the honor of the guest, then he's also considered like the guest. Meaning, he's coming also because of the guest that you have. And so you invite your neighbor over to come. So it also will permit at least the clearing of the area for him because that there is a guest over here. The Shara Tzina Eschaz brings some Taz into your Shabbos. It says, possible that Magid Ram also would agree to this. Which the Dishra 8 brings it. What he means to say is what the Magid Ram writes, named the Meram Rutenberg, that if someone is dining with guests, it's considered like he's dining as Sudas Rishos. It's just that the host is inviting them is doing with this mitzvah. So the Shara Tzina explains that therefore, if the other diners are coming because of the honor of the guest, then they have the halacha like the host, and it's considered like a Suda mitzvah also for them too. And that the Shara Tzina says that it's not talking about only by someone else that's dining, not for the honor of the guest. So he's saying maybe even Magid Ram would agree to this. A concept. Now, says the Mishmur, he says, now, if the Suda itself is a Suda's mitzvah, a bris or whatever, so it's obvious that you let it clear out according to the calculation of all those that are attending. The Bi'a Lacha, Maslach Shema Yavoy, you can't clear out all the boxes because you might come to smooth out the bumps. So he said, look at the Shulti Gebram that is inclined that when it's tiled, we're not concerned for that. So the Re'alocha, according to my humble understanding, it depends on the Machlekes, later on, submission Lam Zayin, Sebeis, and in the Ramo over there. The Maschel B'chol Shvus Tzerti, where the Ramo brought any Yisrael Rabban that be permitted for Tzarech Mitzah, to be permitted also for the needs of guests. So look at the Prima Gadam writes, you should know that not every Yisrael Rabban did they permit for the Tzarech Mitzah, because it's a Shvus to Shvus Davka, a Rabbinic of a Rabbinic, that some say that they're permitted for mitzvah, but just the Yisrael Rabban itself, most definitely not. Rather, it's like in such a case, like what's called Uv Nechol, it's a very, what's called a week drabbanan, like a Monday, like a weekday type of activity, that they're permitted, and it says, Magen Abraham, Shin Zayin, Ois Zayin. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number one, if you have your Pesach Kalim that are in the cupboard throughout the year, and he wants to clear it out on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah is not sure if it's considered like Oitzer Shatfuah, because it's like storehouse like type of thing, and then you're not to clear it out. Dirsh number three, even though you're allowed to make a path with your feet, Shlomo Zalman holds that, however it seems, not to clear it all out, and you have to leave a little bit, because if not, you have to be concerned that you might come to smooth out the pits. Dish number four, since the way of clearing out the storehouse, of doing with your feet when you're coming and going, is considered like what's called tiltum anatzad begufa, like you're moving it in there from the side with your body indirectly, so, and Simon Shinchas Mishra writes, you're allowed to do this even for the need of the muktzah itself. For example, let's say you're moving it to the side so that the object doesn't get ruined and not to clear room for people to pass. On the other hand, the Chaznish writes that clearing the Eitzer through moving the grain with his feet is not permitted only when he's doing it as he's walking, when he's coming and going in and out, but not when he's intending to clear the storehouse from the path, and he's metactic, like this when Loshna Rashi Shabbos Kof Chabsayin, that writes that that he clears with his legs and either side through as he's going, they'll have a total, it's not considered as moving, and it sounds like that there's no hetter to do this, only Derech L'chase when he's going. There's number five, since the reason of making a path with his feet is not considered as clearing, Shlomo Zalman is inclined, it's logical that they did not permit to clear when he's, as he's walking, only up until five boxes, and however, not more than that. Addition number seven, you see in the Ramah that all this is by boxes that have only three sa, not more, and because the Tircha, Shlomo Zalman is not sure what's halacha with one box that has a load that's heavier than three sa, if you're allowed to clear it, or maybe it's forbidden to clear in such a situation, even one box, because that's a tircha yisei, it's too much of exertion on Shabbos.